Hello, and thanks for listening to This is Yoga Therapy. I'm your host, Michelle Lawrence. This podcast is a venue for sharing topics in the field of yoga therapy today. Whether you're a yoga teacher, yoga therapist, healthcare provider, or individual with curiosity, this is the place to learn about the latest ideas, personal healing stories, research, and work that is cutting edge and making a difference. While you're here, expect to expand your knowledge on the emerging field that is yoga therapy. In today's episode, I interviewed Rob Schwarr, co-founder and executive director of the Give Back Yoga Foundation. We talked about the mission of the foundation, some new initiatives they're bringing to the world, and we even touched upon the partnership that we, Inner Peace Yoga Therapy and Give Back Yoga, have forged together. Welcome to the podcast today, Rob.
Nice to be here, Michelle. Thank you for inviting me. I'm honored.
So, Rob, I'd love to start by having you introduce yourself to our listeners. Before you got involved with Give Back Yoga, what was your background? And then how did Give Back Yoga come into being?
I'll start with the background of yoga. My first yoga class was an Ashtanga Vinyasa class in 1996 with Beryl Bender Birch, her husband Tom Birch, and Tim Miller at the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies. And I never looked back after taking that class. And I started a 300-hour teacher training program in Ashtanga Yoga. I was a senior manager at the World Bank for some 23 years, managing a portfolio of information technology and telecom investments worth over several hundred million dollars, traveling every 6 weeks around the world and getting burned out rather rapidly. It was yoga that saved me during these long trips. So when I took early retirement, I guess there's two stories to this. One is the public and one is the private. I'll share both. There's actually a third one too. The public story is that I called Beryl and asked my yoga teacher, how can I support yoga teachers who have done so much for me over my career? And she said, as part of her 500-hour teacher training program for the Hard and the Soft Yoga Institute, she required all students to do a give back project. They had to prepare it, write it up, present it to the class, and implement it, and then write a review about it. So it was her idea to sort of take this idea of a give back project and turn it into a nonprofit. Now, the private story is that when I was getting near to the end of the Ashtanga teacher training program, I woke up one Sunday morning, Michelle, with a rather unique eureka moment. I turned to my wife, Alice, and I said, oh my God, I'm not going to be a good yoga teacher. And I had a real crisis that day. And it was about, I've been planning this future. I've taken this teacher training program. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I felt like there were so many younger teachers who could do the work that I wanted to do. And I had severe doubts about my abilities for probably the first time in a couple decades. And that's really what motivated me to call Beryl and say, how can I serve? And so what happened was, as mystery would have it, it was that I could serve in the ways that I had been skilled to do through two decades of work at the World Bank. It was not necessarily to teach yoga. It was to figure out ways to network, to support, to project manage teachers and yoga therapists who wanted to work with unserved and underserved communities. And so our mission started out as we support certified yoga teachers of all traditions. That was an important part of what we started out doing, who want to bring this work to unserved and underserved populations, one person, one breath at a time. And we might get back to that notion as well. And the third story is really has nothing to do with the co-founders of Give Back Yoga, Beryl Bender Birch and myself. It has to do with the dozens of board members, advisory board members, yogis, yoginis, yoga studios, teachers and therapists, healthcare professionals and practitioners all around the world for over a decade have been key supporters, the Give Back Yoga Foundation, including some major foundations and corporations. So we could never have done this work by ourselves.
That's great. When did Give Back Yoga Foundation start?
1997.
Wow. So you've got quite a track record already, and we're going to dive into...
Yeah, and this is a conversation I've had with lots of others too. When we started this, we had a clue what we were going to do. I'd never run a nonprofit, nor had Beryl. We knew we had a kind of good name. And for the first year or two, we went to Yoga Journal conferences all around the country. And we sat down with some lead teachers. Sean Korn was our first advisory board member, Rod Stryker, Gurmukh, Kasa, and many, many others. And we just said, look, we've started this thing called Give Back Yoga. We know you're involved in lots of teacher trainings, and you want to be part of this tribe. So we acquired a vast and really great advisory board member list, and we just kept asking ourselves, how can we serve?
That's fantastic. I love it. So on your website, it clearly says that Give Back Yoga helps yoga teachers, health workers, and charitable organizations bring yoga to those in need. Super clear, right? And you do this in a few ways, including offering mat grants, small grants, fiscal sponsorships, and legacy programs. Would you be able to share a bit more about each of those things that I just mentioned and add to any of that too? I know we'll talk about some of the newer initiatives in a little bit, but if we could start there, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So the concept originally, and it still is, a yoga teacher or yoga therapist completes a 200, 300 hour, 500 hour, 800 teacher training program. And in my experience, at some point in their career, it can be after 6 weeks, 6 months, or 6 years, they wake up and realize, wow, I want to share this practice with people who are not necessarily part of my, let's be frank, white upper middle class yoga studio community. And how do I do that? So I remember very early on in Give Back Yoga's days, I was at a yoga conference in Estes Park, Colorado, of the Yoga Journal, and speaking to a yoga teacher who was working in a shelter in Georgia for abused women, and she needed 12 yoga mats. At the time, she was using towels, and she told me this story, and I called, and within 2 or 3 days, she had her 12 yoga mats. So the first thing teachers usually need is yoga mats and other supplies, right? The blankets and the bolsters, etc. So over time, through very generous partnerships with Gaiam and Lululemon, we have now distributed close to 29,000 yoga mats to 46 states, 8 or 9 countries to help jumpstart and support over 900 yoga service projects. So the intrinsic importance of a yoga mat can never be underestimated. We think of it as a material good that everybody has. It's not, and it's one of the first things that is needed for any yoga class, right? And in addition to that, teachers usually need some sort of startup funds. Not a lot, but things to buy additional accessories or very fundamentals. And so we started a small grants program, and that has expanded. And that includes also the SAVA Award that we do annually with the International Association of Yoga Therapists. And to date, I think we've distributed over $400,000 worth of small grants to support a lot of yoga teachers. When COVID happened and institutions shut their doors, that program has sort of gone into a quiet silence, waiting to see what happens in the next year. In addition, what we found was after a teacher does their service work, there is this recognition that I need a little bit more training. I need trauma-informed training. If I'm going to work in a federal correctional institution, if I'm going to work with veterans with PTSD and severe trauma, I need a bit of specialty training. And so we started to fiscally sponsor entities that had yoga teachers with a fire in their belly who were working with people who have been affected by incarceration, by war, addiction, and eating disorders and cancers. And we became their fiscal sponsor. In other words, they didn't want to set up a nonprofit. They wanted to bring yoga to these unserved populations. So we became the umbrella organization for them to do their work. And now, quite nicely, Inner Peace Yoga is part of that family. But for the first 10 years, there was a strategic decision made to go deeper with just the entities that we had and to try to obtain independent studies on the protocols of each of these programs, with the notion that our board thought, well, in several years, yoga is going to be mainstreamed in this society, and it possibly could even in the future be accepted by the insurance companies. If that happens, what are the protocols, what are the programs that will be accepted? It's the ones that have some evidence base, some research, and different levels of research behind them that will be approved by wardens, school administrators, hospital administrators. These are the ones that are going to be accepted and mainstreamed. And that's proven to be a pretty good strategy.
That's great. Yeah. So I'd love to kind of jump in and share with our listeners a bit about how Inner Peace Yoga Therapy, which is my organization, of course, as you know, and our listeners do too, partnered with Give Back Yoga Foundation to provide some new programs. And you kind of hinted at this already. I want to share this story because maybe it will inspire others, right, to kind of think around partnering and collaboration and the opportunities that can come by partnering and collaborating, whether it's with Give Back Yoga or somebody else that has a similar mission and vision in mind, because that's what happened here. So a little over a year ago, I started down this path of pursuing a nonprofit arm for our school, Inner Peace Yoga Therapy, even though we had been around for about 10 years as a business, as a for-profit business, offering yoga therapy training and certification programs. And we were moving along just fine, but I wanted to expand into other areas, such as a scholarship program, something formal, right? For the 10 years prior to this one, we would offer informal scholarships all the time, but we didn't have any kind of formal process, and I never publicized it. It was just based upon people who asked me, hey, can I have a scholarship? So I wanted to have something more formal. And I also wanted to offer a grant program to support new yoga therapists, the people that we graduated or even who were still in training with us, who were doing great work in their communities and who needed that little extra boost like you talked about. And I thought that having our own nonprofit arm would be a great way to do this, right? And even though I have no experience in nonprofits or foundations, I was just going to jump in and do it. And it wasn't very long. Pretty quickly, I realized I was over my head and I was going to need some help. And around the same time, and this was about a year ago, I attended a workshop at my home studio here in Durango with Beryl Bender Birch. I had been familiar with Beryl for 20 plus years. I used to do her power yoga for runners when I was a marathon runner many moons ago. I met her at the Telluride Yoga Festival, studied with her. Anyway, I attended her workshop here in Durango, and I must have arrived early because we chatted one-on-one for probably a good 20, 30 minutes before the workshop started. And I started sharing with her about Inner Peace Yoga Therapy and what we did and the new foundation that I wanted to start. And somewhere in the back of my mind, because I was familiar with Give Back Yoga Foundation, and I did know that she was one of the founders, but it must have like flown out of my mind, but she reminded me. And so she told me, hey, I love what you're doing. And I would also encourage you to reach out to Rob Schwar, because that's essentially what we do at Give Back Yoga. And maybe there's a way we can collaborate. Maybe there's a way we can come together instead of have so many offerings out there. And For whatever reason, I don't know, probably because I was inside my own head around what I wanted to do, I was reluctant to reach out to Rob. But the more I realized that I really was over my head, I was like, all I have to do is email this guy. And I think Beryl even emailed you and copied me. It was like, she made it so easy for me. So we got in touch from that and we explored what we could do together because our visions and missions were so similar. And over the course of a few months, and this is now at the time when early COVID was hitting, but we worked out our partnership arrangement. And essentially what this looks like today is that Give Back Yoga as a nonprofit foundation can accept donations into a special account for Inner Peace Yoga Therapy. And then as a school, we donate a portion of our profits into this account and we accept outside donations. And now we're using that money to fund our new initiatives to expand equity and access in yoga therapy. So for example, now we do have a new formal scholarship program to provide financial assistance, students who want to take our trainings. And we also have a new startup campaign where yoga therapists can apply for grants to fund their yoga therapy projects in their communities. And we ask them to submit a business plan. We award up to $2,500 for those yoga therapists. That money can go directly to paying them for the work they're doing or paying for their advertising or paying for their rent. We expect that even if yoga therapist is offering virtual yoga therapy services, they're still entitled to this grant money. And so our partnership with Give Back Yoga totally expedited this and really made it possible for us. And in both instances, both the scholarship and the startup campaign programs or the grant program that we're offering, everyone's welcome to apply, but priority is given to those who are of historically marginalized communities. So I just want to say thank you for making this possible for us. It's been great so far, and I look forward to doing more.
Yeah, we do as well. And thank you for reaching out when you did. And I just want to mention again, the work that we do comes from teachers before us. And when Beryl Bender started the Hard and the Soft Yoga Institute, at that time, she and Sean Korn were some of the few yoga teachers who were saying, the teacher training is to develop spiritual revolutionaries. It's not to do inner reflection the rest of your life. It's to go out and take this practice, a transformative practice that we know works. Yoga works. So what do we do with it? And so I think they deserve a lot of credit for their inspiration and their continued guidance of our own work.
I totally agree. Yeah. So thank you, Beryl, too, in this. Hopefully she'll have an opportunity to listen. I see that Beryl's actually doing a workshop again through Yoga Durango, a virtual one this time, this coming weekend. So I hope to connect with her on that then. Yeah. So let's talk next about some of the new things that Give Back Yoga is offering, in part due to COVID. And while there has been so much loss, certainly due to the pandemic, there's also been some really creative ways to make yoga more accessible that have come about. I've seen this. I'm sure you've seen that. Others have told me the same. And both of our organizations have really stepped in to embrace this. So can you share with us some details about, first of all, the launch of the Give Back Yoga University? So what is it? Who's it for? Where can you find it? When did you start it? And then can you talk about your partnership with the International Association of Yoga Therapists, IAYT, where you joined up to offer the Supporting COVID-19 Healing Project and what that is?
I think two things happened in the past year, the COVID pandemic and the racial reckoning in Minneapolis. And as part of that, Give Back Yoga Foundation decided to pivot with the times and to try to bring as many of our teachers and programs online. And we created Give Back Yoga University. The idea being the specialty programs that we were offering before physically could now offer classes and workshops and lectures to yoga teachers, yoga therapists, health professionals who are interested in this intersection between yoga therapy, science, and nonprofit work. and that it could also be a platform to support the work of other nonprofits as well, besides the ones underneath the Give Back Yoga umbrella. And so we created Give Back Yoga University, launched it in November, and in January began working with the International Association of Yoga Therapists, asking ourselves, what's the relationship between yoga, yoga therapy, and COVID? Just beginning with that question. And how can we, as two organizations in this space, bridge this yoga and healthcare to support those who are affected by COVID-19? That was in January. And what we found over time, very limited evidence for any of the next things I'm about to say, but the early evidence suggests that up to 1 in 10 people infected with the COVID virus have symptoms that persist beyond 12 weeks. So we've band together in a fantastic collaboration to offer free yoga classes for patients and live stream presentations to yoga therapists and yoga teachers who were working with clients and patients with COVID long hauler syndromes. And the initiative and collaboration will begin March 6th on Give Back Yoga University. So as global healthcare systems struggle to meet these challenging demands, we're stepping up and we're making all of these classes and lectures available for free. So please, everyone, if you have been affected by COVID yourself, if you know anyone who has symptoms still and may be considered part of what is known as long hauler syndrome or long COVID, please share with them these free offerings on Give Back Yoga University.
Yeah, that's so great. I mean, I know so many of our yoga therapists in training and graduates who are working with individuals with long COVID and are seeing tremendous results of that yoga therapy work that they're doing with patients. And I'm sure they could benefit from what you have here on Give Back Yoga University too for ongoing support. So I'll do my part in spreading the word as well. What's next for Give Back Yoga or Give Back Yoga University? Anything that you want to share or things that are perhaps not ready to share yet, and that's okay too?
Michelle, I've learned over time, it's incredibly hard to do one thing well, with high quality, with integrity, and with a notion to scale this and create greater impact. So we're going to focus right now on these next few months with IYT in these offerings related to COVID long hauler syndrome. But it's all kind of leading up to an international symposium on this subject, which is not announced yet, but will be happening the end of May. So stay tuned.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for all your work.
You're welcome.
So finally, and I like to ask this question of each of our guests, in our training programs at Inner Peace Yoga Therapy, we teach our students who are studying to become yoga therapists that one of the key pillars to doing the work of a yoga therapist is to first have your own steady practice or sadhana. And this sets the foundation and comes before holding space, doing any work with others. I'm curious, can you tell us, do you have a daily practice? And if so, what does it look like?
We could spend 3 or 4 hours on that question, Michelle. I do, and I have had since 1997. It's a meditation. And it is basically the mantra that Beryl and I came up with for Give Back Yoga Foundation, which is to ask yourself the question, how can I serve? And that's my daily meditation. And it's taken me into some most incredible nooks and crannies as to how am I serving? How am I showing up in the world? What are we doing? Is it having impact? And how attached or not attached am I to the results? All of which is leading to the 8 limbs of yoga and the 8 fleshing out of those 8 limbs through this question, how can I serve? And one of the ways I did that several years ago with the Huffington Post was to do, I think I did over 100 interviews with yoga teachers and therapists who were doing this kind of yoga service work. And one of the themes that ran through every interview, Michelle, was that the best part of my week is the hour and a half I have working in the prison, working in the school, working in a hospital. It's being of service. There's so many aspects to unveil with this question, how can I serve? And I think one of the large ones is that it helps you to look at the sky and realize there's something bigger than me. And what is it that I can do to help repair, to help address the suffering that is going on all around us? How can I serve?
That's beautiful. Thanks so much for all the work that you do, for serving, and for sharing with us today. It's been a real pleasure.
My pleasure indeed, and let's continue this conversation.
That sounds great. And you can learn more about Rob and, more importantly, the Give Back Yoga Foundation at givebackyoga.org. And we'll share some other links in the show notes on how you can read about the partnership for COVID long haulers and Give Back Yoga University too.
May I end with a quote?
Please.
It's from Clarissa Pinkola Estes. She's an author. And she says, ours is not the task of fixing the entire world all at once, but of stretching out to mend the part of the world within our reach. Do whatever we can as individuals to serve others.
This has been a production of Inner Peace Yoga Therapy. To learn more about us, visit innerpeaceyogatherapy.com. And by the way, the music that you're hearing today is from the John Stickley Trio.